Well, from the southern border to the northern border, a new chapter in a bizarre murder case is playing out in Detroit. Four people were gunned down in a suspected drug house in 2007. A 14-year-old, partially blind, learning disabled boy named Devontae Sanford confessed. Then another man came forward and told police he was the real murderer. Now, after 5 years in prison, Devontae Sanford may get another shot at justice. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, Michigan Radio's Kate Wells has our story.
If your 14-year-old kid gets picked up overnight to go talk to police, wouldn't you go down to the station? 6 years later, Tamiko Sanford says she asks herself that all the time.
And that's something that I'm living with now because I never went down there. And I always be like, you know, why you didn't go? Why you didn't go?
Around 1 a.m. on a September morning in 2007, cops responded to a shooting on Runyon Street in Detroit's east side. Four people were killed, one of them reportedly a drug dealer. Sanford says her son Devontae, then 14 years old, was curious about all the police activity, but Sanford says she told him to stay inside. Still, later that night, Devontae did go out and talk to the cops. At first, he told them that he knew something about whatever happened on Runyon Street. Then he said his friends were the shooters. The next night, the cops took Devontae in for more questioning. Tamiko says she thought Devontae was giving them more information about his friends.
I assumed by talking to Devontae, Mama, I'm all right. I'm playing on a computer. They just went and brought me some Coney Island. Sergeant Russell, like, your son is in good hands.
Devontae, who is blind in one eye and learning disabled, was with the police all night. He was interrogated without a parent or an attorney present. And by the end of it, Devontae had confessed to doing the shooting himself. That interrogation was not recorded, which now in Michigan would be illegal. Now you have to record any interrogation relating to a felony case. But the tape was on when, around 4 a.m., an officer walks Devontae through a written confession.
I'm going to read it out loud for you. And I want you to read along. And if you see anything or hear anything...
Okay, the sound is rough, but you can hear the officer reading the confession. It has Sanford and his friends planning to rob the dealer, spraying the house on Runyon Street with bullets, shooting the people inside, and making a fast getaway. They throw away the guns, and then the statement takes a turn. It has Sanford going straight home, hanging up his clothes from the crime in his closet. Then he feels guilty and goes right back out the door to talk to police.
Now, is there anything else that you left out that you want to talk about this case on Runyon? You know?
Devontae Sanford was charged with the murders as an adult. And his mother, Tamiko, says she listened when her attorney advised them to take a plea.
Because if you don't take this plea, Devontae will never see daylight again. My baby never wanted to take the plea. He kept telling me, Mama, no, Mama, no. I forced Devontae to take that plea. He got 37 to 90 years.
Here's where it gets even weirder. About a month later, a hitman named Vincent Smothers was arrested, and he was charged with 8 killings.
At that time, he also took responsibility for these 4 homicides on Runyon Street.
This is Ed White. He covers legal affairs in Detroit for the Associated Press and has been following this case for years. Smothers was able to lead cops to the murder weapon from the Runyon Street crime. Now he says he wants to help free Devontae Sanford.
He said, prison is a miserable place. I'm here because I committed these killings. He said he can't imagine someone who's innocent serving time in prison.
Devontae Sanford is now 20 years old. His new defense team is asking the Court of Appeals to throw out his guilty plea. The court could also decide to kick his case back to a lower judge, which may give Smothers, the hitman, a chance to testify on Devontae's behalf. Devontae's mom, Tamiko Sanford, says she has been waiting for Devontae to come home for 5 years.
I'm still hopeful because I'm not really expecting nothing out of a man nor a woman. I'm expecting for God to move.
The Court of Appeals will make their decision in the coming weeks, maybe months. For Here and Now, I'm Kate Wells in Detroit.
Stay with us. Latest news is coming up next, Here and Now.